Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
All right, let's not forget the world. So important, and you got two big events today, which we're going to talk about regarding life insurance and protecting your identity. It's huge. Craig James Financial. .com. That's the site, folks. You also go on there and pre-register. Might as well do it as early as you can. 9 o'clock. We'll have one of those great Ferentino 15 deals coming up at 9. Dow yesterday lost 125 at the close, 29,135. Futures down about 47. Was about down about 232 when we started the show. So it's come back to earth a little bit. And we'll see what's going on. We've got a hurricane we're keeping an eye on, which could have some ramifications as far as everything is concerned. As we welcome in, Ms. Craig Ferentino here on a Wednesday morning. Sir, how are you?
All right. Trying to find my footing. At least the markets are anyway. You know, you don't know. We're struggling to hold on here. We're after moving. It was a sharply higher early morning. As the day went on, the momentum kind of fizzed out, and it ended up closing lower last night at the close at 4 o'clock. And there were no major headlines behind the move. I think it really reflects the attitude that investors, you know, the general investors, general public, as well as the big players, really trying to digest a balance between some positive news in the economy and the Fed's announcement about further sizable rate hikes, meaning 0.75% or 1% is sizable, and we're really looking at the move in interest rates. We're seeing the 2-year yields holding at near 4.3%, and the 10-year is just about at up a 4%. So if you have a 10-year at 4% return, that looks attractive. If I could, why sit in stocks, Jay, when I can get 4%? That's the attitude of the markets. Obviously, you do 20-30% in the stock market, but if things aren't sure, then you move to bonds, and that's what some investors are doing, short term as well as just for the next few weeks. We'll see how things are. Now we're still getting some positive news about the economy, and you're really looking at the Fed's more restrictive approach, and we're seeing the evidence that the economy is showing some resiliency. The consumer confidence index rose in September. That's one of the indicators we were talking about yesterday, Jay. August durable goods orders were very strong at 1.3%. You kind of shook your head there and say, oh, that's interesting. Very strong, indicating that business investment in equipment continues to hold up despite, you know, these large interest, the high interest rates. You're still buying, you know, businesses are taking the time to buy some capital goods. So it's into the weeds here, and we'll get some other news for today that also shed some light on a lot of what we're talking about, because the biggest concerns are the mortgage applications, wholesale inventories, retail inventories. That's all at 8:30 in the morning, and then we'll see pending home sales and pending home sales year over year. One was month over month. So the pending home sales year over year, we're looking for a 25% drop. 25% drop. Let's see what the number comes in at. That's pretty heavy. In terms of earnings, we hear from Cintas and Paychex for today. So, Jay, yeah, we have two presentations today. It's a very busy day for me. Life Insurance Awareness Month. We'll just talk about how insurance is a crucial part in planning the financial future. And also we'll talk about tonight, 7 to 8, we do our monthly 5 steps to protect your online identity. As you know, more and more is your identity is being torn away as we're using these products. If you're not paying for the product, you are the product. So just keep that in mind, and we'll show you maybe how you could use some of your most famous or most common products, such as Instagram or Facebook or something, and do it in a way that it's got its own container so that your browser doesn't bleed out and give information. That's just one of the tips and tricks that we have there. We'll also talk about securing passwords. And how can you keep it? That's the biggest confusion that a lot of people have is, where do I keep all my passwords? You know, if you keep it in a book and you forget your book and you're traveling, we'll talk about how to create 13, 16, 20, 20 character long passwords and how difficult that is. We want to make sure that our clients don't get hacked anymore, and we want to make sure that they have a good understanding of how the internet works. So we'll be talking about that as well tonight, Jay. Just go to our website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. That's CraigJamesFinancial.com, and you can see all of our events on that website.
I'm going to actually send some messaging to some Suffolk County government officials who need to be tuning in tonight based on what has happened in Suffolk County, Mr. Ferrantino, over the last 20 days. I mean, my goodness, maybe they can learn something, I would think.
Yes.
We'll keep an eye on things, my friends.
Aware.
Huh? Yeah.
I'm acutely aware.
Yes, we will be talking about that a little bit later on, a little bit more. But certainly, folks, CraigJamesFinancial.com, get on that site. Not only info, but you get on these two events. I mean, it's two great categories, life insurance as well as protecting your identity. Have to get on there. CraigJamesFinancial.com. We'll keep an eye on things. I know you will, and look forward to having you tomorrow. How's that?
Thank you, Jay. Love your ideas. Great ideas. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Yeah, as we speak, I'm sending out a group email to certain individuals in Suffolk County. You're going to have to tune in tonight, you know, because it's all about, you don't want those hackers, you know, you don't want any more hacking. Let's put it that way. That's important stuff. So.